maybe the biggest failed interview, and one I so wanted to conduct, was with star African runner Kip Keno. This happened 14 years ago in June. We tried to reach him on his cell phone in Kenya.
Cell phone technology wasn't the same in 2001 as it is today.
No, we actually got through, and we got bits of conversation like this one.
Hello?
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hello?
I tell you, I can't hear you.
All right, let's try this.
Okay.
Because we're working without a net here, buddy. And look, I talked to him a minute ago, but it just kind of hit me. I don't know that was Kip Keno.
What?
Well, I mean, his brother sent me his number, but I mean, how can I verify that sort of thing?
Okay, now you...
All right,
okay,
lower that.
You're dialing the number here, right?
Yeah, we're
dialing. And I assure you, because I guarantee people are thinking this might be, this is not a prank in any way.
This is not a prank.
Although, Norm, I could have totally had somebody fake Kip Keno you, and I want you to acknowledge that.
I know you could have, but you didn't.
I wouldn't do that to you, because I love you, pal.
I want to tell you this.
Now
you're
say
about
it.
To hear, if we make contact here, I sincerely mean this. I'm about to talk to one of the finest men I've ever talked to in my life. Will you hear his story? Okay, Mike, let's try to reach Kip Keno.
This is dead serious.
Eldoret, Kenya. Oh, please answer. Hello? Oh, please answer.
He'll answer. He's got a wheels off voicemail.
Oh, I hope we don't go to voicemail.
Eh.
Oh, and Mike just talked to him a little while ago.
I did. Okay. Hold on. I called four times. Once it didn't work. Once it went to a strange voicemail. Once it was busy. And once he answered. So this is now a fifth option.
Uh-oh. Sounds like voicemail. Oh, no.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to try it again.
This has got to work. Okay.
It'll work.
Understand, we're working. Okay, we're going to try
011.
Try this again. Honestly, this is not. We are not doing a ticket bit. I want to assure you of this. We made contact through his brothers with Kip, who's now in Kenya. He's now 75 years old. This is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, runner in the history of the African continent. And I've wanted to get this interview.
All right.
Oh, okay. Let's hope. This is a new connection. Oh, please answer the phone.
Come on, dude.
Please answer the phone.
Whoa!
Oh, what's that?
I don't know.
Oh, no. Tell me this isn't going to not work.
It will work.
Okay, Mike's going to dial
the country
again.
Code is... All right, there we go.
That's screwing you up.
Don't worry.
It's just a really difficult number to dial.
No, it's all ones and twos and fours and eights. It's the same number. There's no African translation.
I can't believe it's...
Okay. All right. That's the one thing we know in the world. 0 through 9 is a constant in the world.
There's another one.
Okay, try it again, Mike.
Doesn't he have like 100 kids and they're probably all got the phone busy?
That's my goodness. Will you hear the story of Kip Keno?
I can't wait. I've been waiting 14 years to hear this story.
I know. Okay, you going to try it again, Mike?
Yep, here it comes. This one's going to be good.
Okay.
Oh, God.
No, this can't be happening.
Don't worry. Watch this. I'm telling you, this is what I was doing when I called him a little bit ago. I was like, dude, this is fail. And then he just answered.
Okay.
So it's just, got to kind of massage it in there.
I understand. We'll get rid of that dial tone. We'll try it again. Again, we're trying to reach. That quick signal means the international lines are busy, I think.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean the number's wrong or anything like it. Okay. But sometimes you have to get lucky and get through.
This is it. Money shot.
All right. Money shot. Okay.
Come on.
So if we get a ring. Busy anyway.
All right. We're back on track.
Cross your fingers.
He's going to say hello.
Oh, please answer the phone. What happened?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Good morning. Is this Kip Keno?
Yeah, that's Kip Keno.
Is this Kip?
Yeah, that's Kip.
Good morning. My name is Norm. I'm in the United States, and this is the radio sports talk show you're going to be on.
Yes.
Good morning to
you. So how are you?
I'm very well. Kip, I want to jog your memory if I can. I'm sure you don't remember this, but 14 years ago, I tried to get you on the air by cell phone, and the cell phone didn't work, and we tried several times, and we never did reach you. And now, with my 40th anniversary on the air, you're a person I have now wanted to talk to for 14 years.
Yeah, I wish you a happy new year. Happy birthday for your 40 years from now. And I'm talking to you.
Thank you. Kip, I want to tell the audience a bit of your career,
and
then I have some questions for you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Kip Keno is Kenyan-born. His parents died when he was very, very young. He's now 75 years old. He is perhaps the greatest runner in the history of the continent of Africa. His success as a runner in the 60s and 70s inspired countless other Africans. He won four gold medals at the Commonwealth Games in four different distances. He won gold medals at the All-Africa Game. He won golds and silvers in the 68 Olympics in Mexico City and in the Munich Olympics in 1972. He has been a Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year. He's been a World Sports Humanitarian Hall of Fame inductee. He is in the International Association of Athletics World Hall of Fame. And he has a Director of Laws. He is now 75 years old and still lives in Western Kenya. First of all, congratulations on a magnificent career.
Thank you, sir. I wish you all the best, and thank you for the honor you have given me. And I wish you all the best for your family. I do understand what I did for my life and for my country and for the youth of Africa and the youth of the world.
Kip,
we came to this world with nothing, and we'll leave this world with nothing. But the best is to share whatever we can do to the youth of our country and the youth of the other countries in the world. Sports is a unity of the youth of the world.
Kip, in 1973, you retired.
Yes, sir.
And you and your wife, Phyllis, decided to open an orphanage. Why did you make that decision
did.
In 1973?
We did because of we saw a lot of children in our society, in the country. They are not getting the right thing, and some of them were orphan children with no parents. They had nothing to eat. They had no clothes, and they were not getting anything to do with education. So we thought the best thing is to give them shelter. The best thing is also to give them what to eat and make that child to live like any other child of the family. And I was the father, my wife was the mother. So we take care of those children. Some of those children now, some of them are graduates, are doctors, lecturers in some of the universities. And we feel we have done something to humanity. And this is the most important for a human being. We share things in this world. Yes,
Kip,
sir.
You had seven children of your own.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You not only took in these orphan children, you built an entire school. You built a life for all these young people. Kip, over the years, how many people, how many orphans and children have you and your wife Phyllis taken in?
Well, it's between over almost 600 children are taken care of. And we're still taking care of other children from now on. And the most important for us today is to give them shelter, give them education, because you need to have knowledge. You can fit anywhere in our society. And those are the most important for humanity.
Kip, over 600 children have almost become like your sons and daughters?
Well, we have grandson and granddaughters of those children, those who have gone, even they have gone off to university. And we feel that we have done something, achieved something for humanity.
You also, 8 years ago, opened another institution, and that's the Elite Sports Academy, to encourage young Kenyan athletes. Tell us about that, please.
Well, we have out of that, we have done a lot. We have produced our athletes who have gone and win Olympic medals, and also they have won medals for their own countries and broke their personal time in the athletics. And this is the most important. It's a great achievement to humanity.
This is Kip Keno, perhaps the greatest African athlete ever, talking to us about what he's done in his life after his career. Kip, I don't need to tell you, from afar, we know there are areas of Kenya that are very, very, very troubled. Has any of that trouble reached you in your area?
Well, those trouble, when it comes, what we do is we feel that we can do something to create peace and love and unity for the community concerned, or the society in our country feels is the most important. We feel that we share. We don't gain anything by creating problem. We don't gain anything by eating somebody or making people unhappy. We feel that we need a shelter. We need love and unity among ourselves. We are brothers and sisters this world, and also in Kenya.
Kip, if somehow we were to get a stadium in Africa and we brought to that stadium all the people whose lives you've touched and their families and their children and their grandchildren, how many people might be in that stadium now?
Well, in the stadium, we can have
Kip,
and be able to watch the athletics or any other sports. But we need also to develop in other sports like swimming, basketball, volleyball, tennis, and with other youth of the other part of the world.
Kip, I've wanted to talk to you for 14 years. Obviously, making connections by phone to Kenya can be difficult. I just want to tell you your story is a magnificent one. And you've made this world a far better place by what you and your wife have done.
Well, we thank God for what has given us to do. And the most important is we feel we share with other people in this world. We are happy, and especially the young people, the youths of this country and the youth of the other part of the world. We need love and unity. We share things in this world, and we thank God for what has given us to be able to live and share with others.
May God bless you with a long, long life and continued wonderful work for you and your wife. Know how much I've enjoyed this visit.
Thank you so much, and God bless you too and your family and what you do for your life and for the other people of this world. I appreciate talking to you, and I wish you all the best for whatever you do. God bless you and give you more.
God bless you, Kip. Thank you for the visit. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. God bless you.
You know, it took 14 years. But I wanted you all to know that story. And I will say this again. That's one of the greatest men I've ever had the pleasure now to talk to. What a story. Can you imagine that, Mike? In 42 years, he's taken in more than 600 children?
Amazing. Yeah.
They're now doctors and teachers. They've spread out all over, who knows, the globe. He's got this elite sports academy that has now produced Olympic medal winners. What an incredible story. He's taken the platform that he was given because of his outrageous sports ability. Let me tell you, you may not remember that name, but Kip Keno is just a giant, giant in the world of athletics. He is at 75 years old, the chairman of the Kenyan Athletic Committee. He still remains incredibly active worldwide in African politics and in just helping people. The orphanage and the school rolls on. More children arrive. More lives are changed. That's Kip Keno. Mike, thanks.
You got it, man.
Thank you, man.
You're welcome. He was cool.
Well,
great success.
I wanted to tell you that's a man whose story touched me, and I hope it touched you all out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could hear his heart right on the air. You could hear the heart that he and his wife have for his country and the children and what's happening around him. We go to Bob, Dan, and Donnie next on the ticket.